You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL. This is Brennan, and I am joined by Helena Boyd, and she is the leader of the new Jackson Hole chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby. And they are hosting a new volunteer training that will be Saturday, June 24th from 1 to 4:30 at the Jackson Hole Grocer Community Room. Helena, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Brennan.
So you have been in the competitive and sponsored snowboarding community for about a decade now. Has snowboarding helped direct you toward now advocating for climate change awareness?
Absolutely. I think when you spend as much time outside enjoying nature as I've been lucky enough to do, you kind of naturally become an environmental advocate. It's something I've always cared about and tried different ways of decreasing my carbon footprint on the earth. But now with our current issue with climate change, I feel like it's time to take one step further and address it on a much larger scale.
And that's how you got involved with Citizens Climate Lobby. Can you explain to our listeners what Citizens Climate Lobby is, and how did you come about finding out about it?
Yeah, so Citizens Climate Lobby is a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization nationwide. And I learned about it actually here at the Center for the Shift Festival. Bill Barron, our regional coordinator, had a booth set up, and it was about 3 years ago. And I just kind of noticed the sign, walked over to him, started talking to him, asking all about it, and asked him why he got involved. And he lives down in Salt Lake City, and he became really concerned with the air quality down there. And so that was his motivation to seek out CCL and start a chapter for himself. And now that's grown for him into becoming the regional coordinator for most of the Western U.S. So.
Now, there's chapters, I looked on the website, all over the country. I think that I looked at Georgia, my home state, and there's about 18 there in each different city.
Yeah.
And that's how Citizens Climate Lobby works, right? It works from local organizations working to tackle the bigger issue.
Yeah. So anyone can start a chapter. Sometimes in more populated areas like New Jersey, there's 4 or 5 chapters. And so what that really does is it allows more people to get engaged, involved. And the whole goal of CCL is to teach citizens how to effectively communicate with their government representatives. So they're coming at it from, all right, how are we going to develop interpersonal relationships with these people who maybe don't have the same views as us or the same values, but ultimately we can come together, find a middle ground, and talk about concerns we have, so that those concerns then get expressed to Congress and then get voted on with certain bills that would help, say, climate change.
Now, you and Bill Barron will be starting a Jackson Hole, Wyoming chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby. Mm-hmm. What are some of the first steps for this chapter?
So, let's see, it's kind of been underway for a couple of months now. Becoming a group leader, I've been partaking in a training since last November. And that's once a week I take part in a training call where I learn different communication skills, how to reach out to our local representatives here in Wyoming, how to have our voice heard, and yet doing it from like a compassionate place and not from a divisive place that's going to just not help the situation, but only move towards better understanding with each other.
Now, calling Wyoming our home, which is the largest coal-producing state by far, what do you see as some of the challenges of Jackson's chapter of Citizens Climate Change Lobby?
Right. Yeah, that's a really good question. And I was a little intimidated by that fact and starting that chapter here because of that. Yet at the same time, when you think about it, it's the reason why this work is so important here. You know, my home state of California, I feel like if I was to start a chapter there, it might just be preaching to the choir. So starting a chapter here allows a platform to be created where people who are concerned about climate change, who are concerned about our energy industry, and yet also care about providing jobs, providing opportunities for people, and seeing a sensible transition of that economy, of that workforce. I could only do that work here to really make an impact in the issue. So but we'll see how it goes, you know?
Yeah. And you're going to be hosting your first new volunteer training for Jackson's chapter of Citizens Climate Lobby at Jackson Hole Grocers Community Room on Saturday, June 24th from 1 to 4:30. Who are you looking to join, and what should those interested expect at the training?
Yeah, so we're looking for people who are concerned about climate change, are interested in climate change, have questions about it, have questions about CCL and what we do and what we're supporting. So if you've ever, you know, found yourself maybe getting frustrated with the current situation or not feeling like there's anything you can do, like the issue is just over your head, it's too big. That's just not true. You can do something. And that's something that I've had to learn as well. I mean, there's plenty of moments where I'm like, this is just too big of a problem. I can't do anything about it. But that's the whole work of CCL, is to empower the individual citizen to have their voice heard by Congress. So, yeah, we'd love for anyone who has any questions to any detail. Our regional coordinator, Bill Barron, will be here with us, who has far more understanding of exactly the legislation that we're writing right now with Congress, and can answer any question you might have.
So that'll be not this Saturday, but the next at Jackson Hole Grocer from 1 to 4:30.
Exactly. And we wanted to give people plenty of heads up because it is kind of a long training. It's 3.5 hours. So, you know, try, if you're interested, try and schedule that time out. It is the entire 3.5 hour long training. But yeah, definitely email me if you have any questions and reach out.
Helena, thank you so much for coming in and talking about something that you're so passionate about.
Thank you so much, Brennan, for having me.
If you have any questions for Helena on the Citizens Climate Lobby, you can reach her at beaconborder@gmail.com. You are tuned in to 89.1 KHOL.